Oh, Ronnie's a giant killer. Just look at the Europeans. Last 2 years he's played, and he beat Phil Taylor last year, and then he beat James Wade this year. So I know what he can do, and you know, he's breaking into a new set of darts as well. So lucky enough, he wasn't quite used to them. And I don't know, it's my little bit of experience and that crazy crowd that got me through.
You've played two games now at this William Hill World Championship. You've dropped one set. You have not hit top gear. So this is all good for building a bit of momentum in this tournament, isn't it?
I only dropped one set because everyone else won 4-0. It was early, and what's the point? All them punters paying through to later. So I thought I better drop a set just to keep them all here.
You obviously get through to the last 16 now. It'll be Andy Hamilton, who's desperately out of form, or Carl Anderson, who until this point has only won one game on that stage. You must be feeling very confident about progressing further.
They're both fantastic players. Andy Hamilton's a former finalist, you know. Carl Anderson, the nine darter last year. None of them are slouches. As I said, one game at a time, one leg at a time. They're both good luck to whoever wins. But, you know, I'll prepare correct for them, and hopefully I'll get the job done.
What do you do now in terms of practice preparation, because you know what it takes to go to the final of this tournament? Are you trying to recreate everything you did last year, or have you tried to improve things?
No, I'm not doing nothing like I did last year. It's a brand new competition, and I'm just getting on with it, and that's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm just preparing myself for each person I play. That's it.
You're not a man who has superstitions or anything. You're not like trying to recreate. You're not doing the similar things that you did last year because it worked.
No, none of that. No, just get on. Just get up there and try and play your darts. You know. So I found it hard work this afternoon, only because the old crowd started singing my name. I was like starting getting tears in my eyes and everything because of the support I've got there. It was crazy. You know. So I was trying to fight back the emotions and what they made me feel like up on stage. It's like, and then try and concentrate on the game. That was really hard, you know. It's easy for Michael and Phil. They used to, everyone supporting them, but I don't get many supports. But
rubbish, Peter. You go all over the world and they sing your name. Surely you're used to it by now.
Well, they do in Dusseldorf in Germany. You know, they're fantastic there. The finals last year was when it was all singing my name as well, but it was a bit quiet in my first round, and now they're starting singing, so watch out, everyone.